fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand, so let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome to Common Sense Radio. It is Thursday night. It's hot and muggy because summer's almost upon us. But we're here with you. We're always here with you to give you the backstory, the side story, the front story, whatever the story is. We're going to help you get through it because there's a lot of fake news out there, folks. So you're right where you should be, Common Sense Radio. And we are in full battery tonight. We have the full team on the field tonight because we have back with us the most award-winning, highest paid, most highly sought after engineer ever. And we are just so thrilled and feel complete tonight because we have our award-winning engineer, the guru of the airwaves, executive producer, co-host, all-around nice guy. And yes, even after being off for a couple weeks, he's still single, ladies, Mark Holliday.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate that. Glad to be back.
We are thrilled to have you back.
Yes, glad to be back.
Yes, although I keep hearing this commercial with this old man looking at his hands, and he eerily sounds like he might be your grandpa.
I think it was my grandpa. Had probably him come in.
And did he come in and do that?
Yeah, he's 120 years old.
120. He sounds 120 on there.
Yeah, he's 120 years old this year. So yeah.
I keep hearing that, and I love to hear that. And to round out the team and complete everything and to try to bring some sort of value to this hour of program, we have our director of quality assurance, head of the research department, executive producer, co-host, all-around nice gal, Gold Star wife, United States Coast Guard, Teresa Taylor.
It's great to be here, Pete.
She's here. She's been running
as
kids
always,
all over.
Yes. Well, it's summer now, yeah. Which it's means summer. The parents work harder.
I know, because you got to occupy them and take
them
places.
It's just, but it's good.
And do all sorts of stuff. So, okay, big story is obviously all this stuff. It just won't go away.
Yeah.
That won't go away with the Mueller special report and blah, 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 and all that. But Mueller, who said he wasn't going to publicly testify, goes, but I will hold a press conference.
Right, yeah. Right.
So it's like, okay, really?
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying.
I'm not saying anything because I'm not going to say. And he gets up there and he says, I'm not going to say anything or comment or whatever or explain anything. It's all in the report. Read the report. Mm-hmm. You have the report. But let me say a few things. And
there you go.
And it was really sort of unconscionable what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because what he did was he threw this all into politics.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to get into that because that's kind of where this all is and should be. Not in a criminal investigation. But where I have a problem with what he did is that he got up there and said, well, we didn't have enough evidence to determine if he had obstruction of justice. And then he used the excuse that we can't indict a sitting president for not going any further. You know what, folks? He's a liar. He's a big liar. And there is evidence out there, and Barr has come out and said that they had these discussions about that. Now, they said yes. If there was a criminal, if you said there was a proof and believed that you could prefer charges, that would be a big deal whether they would go after a sitting president. But you can say it. It may not result in charges, but you can say it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when the special counsel reported on Bill Clinton? Do you remember what Ken Starr had in there? Guilty!
Oh, yeah.
He put in there, the president perjured himself. The president obstructed justice here. He had a list of things that said the president is guilty of this criminal misconduct.
Right.
Now, that didn't go to charges or anything because they don't charge the sitting president, but it went to impeachment and they impeached Clinton, right?
Yeah.
But then it went to a Republican Senate for a trial where, if people don't know, if you, the way, and now this is civics for y'all, if you don't remember, impeachment articles of impeachment start in the House of Representatives, where they say we believe that the president has done some sort of misconduct, which is quote-unquote high crimes and misdemeanors, that deserves possible removal from office because he's lost the confidence of the people.
In the civilian world, it would be similar to grand jury.
A grand jury type thing. So they vote on it.
We find there's evidence to
hold them
accountable for this charge.
They need to be held accountable. So they impeachment vote. And that's what happened to Clinton. They said they impeached him.
Mm-hmm.
That goes as a referral to the Senate.
Right.
The Senate actually convenes a trial where the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, I can see the guy, Rehnquist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Presided.
Yeah.
I was thinking of the name. Rehnquist. William Rehnquist presided. And they had a trial in the Senate.
Right. Called witnesses.
Everything.
And entered evidence and the whole nine yards.
And they failed to convict President Clinton and remove him from office.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Now, there's a higher standard. It's not just a simple majority.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a higher standard.
It's a higher standard.
It's a very high standard.
As well it should be.
Because you understand, folks, you're overturning the will of the people.
Correct. Yeah. Right.
So you can't just take that lightly.
Yeah.
So that goes back to Mueller.
Mm-hmm.
He could have had a laundry list of things that said, these were criminal acts we believe the president committed, and here's the evidence. He didn't do it.
No.
He took the pansy way out to say, well, we couldn't make a determination. And folks, between doing that and the way he handled himself today and then tried to say, well, we didn't do it. Now he's trying to make the excuse, well, we didn't do it because we couldn't indict the president. He's a pathetic partisan.
Oh, he's a snake.
Hack.
Yeah.
He's a snake.
Yep.
If anybody thinks that
if you wondered, now you don't have to wonder.
If you were thinking he was the paragon of future, of virtue, the icon of integrity, he's not. Because he had a duty to resolve this.
Right.
To go through and say, here, there is or is not criminal conduct, and he didn't do it. He drugged the country through 2 years of turmoil, and he threw us into two more years of turmoil.
And you're exactly right, not discounting that at all, but I put a lot of the blame for this upon Rosenstein.
Yep.
Because when he set up the special counsel office and put Mueller in charge of it, there is supposed to be a crime that they are investigating. This is not a fishing trip.
Right, that's what it was.
It's kind of like a broad,
look at everything.
Well, it's like he said, we couldn't prove a negative, so it must be positive.
Exactly.
What Mueller did today, basically, or was it yesterday? Was it today or yesterday?
I forgot. It runs together. I have no idea.
Today or yesterday, whenever Mueller spoke, what he basically did, he turned the entire premise of guilt and innocence in the United States jurisprudence on its head, now saying that you have to prove yourself innocent.
Exactly.
Well,
he threw this out there and said, now it's on Trump to prove himself innocent.
I found this today. It's a great article on Breitbart, and it just says, it is good that Mueller was not tasked with proving the existence of Bigfoot. The absence of confirmed sightings would have left him with no choice but to confirm the beast's existence.
Exactly.
And there you go. It sums up the whole thing. It's the most divisive thing he could have done at this point.
He could have helped the whole country move forward and say, look, I found nothing.
The brilliance of our founders in setting up this entire system, and particularly in the judicial area of innocence until proven guilty, it is virtually impossible to prove that you are innocent.
That's right.
How do you prove a negative?
Yeah. How do you prove? How do you prove I didn't rob that store?
I didn't do that. Yeah,
I didn't hit that person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's virtually impossible to prove the negative.
No, especially when you just have people screaming that you did it,
exactly.
you did it.
Exactly.
The media is saying he did it. And there's no evidence. That's the thing. Look, he had in there 11 instances of possible obstruction are in his report. Mm-hmm. He couldn't make a determination on any of them.
Yeah.
The attorney general looked at him. Rod Rosenstein, the assistant attorney general, who we are questionable of, looked at him.
Mm-hmm.
And Barr and Rosenstein together made the determination that Mueller refused to make, that there is not enough evidence to bring anything.
Right.
And that, I think, is maybe the whole thing was to throw it back into politics.
Yeah.
To leave enough gray area that the Democrats could continue to run with this. Now, let's make clear about how that works on impeachment versus investigation. If you do an investigation of somebody,
can we do this when we come back? Can we hold it over?
Okay, we'll do it. All right, look, we got lines open. Join this stimulating conversation at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And look, if you have automotive needs, if you need repairs, service, maintenance, whatever it is, you need to go to King's Automotive at 5450 Willis Road down in Tillman's Corner. They're located right there at Highway 90, U.S. Highway 90 and I-10. They're right there in the southwest side there.
It's easy to see.
Easy to see.
They have a great big sign.
If you're going down 90, go underneath, heading south underneath I-10. Look to the right. Big checkerboard all over the building and all over the sign. King's Automotive, they're right there. All your maintenance service needs, you know they'll take care of you. They'll know and make sure you get fixed properly. And, oh, by the way, when that car is just kind of run out and you're tired of trying to fix it, they have cash-friendly cars, budget-friendly cars. They got cash cars you can get there, replace those things. And they have all sorts of them. I was actually down there today. They've got trucks out there, Jeeps out there.
Wow.
They got Lincolns out there, BMWs out there. Whew. They got whatever you want from a couple thousand dollars to a whole lot more, if whatever you want. But they're budget-friendly for the car you get. It's great. You need to go to King's Automotive, 5450 Willis Road, for the royal treatment and tell them you heard it on Common Sense Radio.
All right. Now, you were getting ready to explain some things here.
Yes.
I was interested, and I didn't want to cut you short, but I didn't want you to get into
it's
it.
It's deep.
And then cut you in the middle.
Well, that's okay. Sponsor had to say. Okay.
So go.
On impeachment versus investigation, the thing about investigation is you're investigating a criminal. A possible criminal act.
Mm-hmm.
And when you investigate that, you get all the evidence.
Right.
That's where the grand jury comes in.
Right.
And if there's enough that it looks like, you know what, there might be something here. There's enough that we should charge this guy and go to trial. Then you bring all that and you charge the guy. If you determine in your investigation you do not have enough, you're not allowed to dump that dirt and smear that person.
Right.
Because you didn't have enough to just go anywhere. And that's basically what they're doing here. They're dumping the dirt and smearing the president, even though it doesn't amount to anything, even though it doesn't all add up to any criminal activity or obstruction, we're going to smear you. So that's where he has violated the prosecutorial conduct and ethics of the DOJ. And again, I want to reiterate, he lied about that guidance that you cannot indict the president. That doesn't mean, and Barr said it in an interview today in Alaska, that doesn't mean you can't determine if there was criminal conduct or not.
Right.
You can make that recommendation.
Hi.
Then it's up to us to decide whether we're going to indict you. But you can tell us, yes, here's the evidence we believe. So he abdicated all of that. Then you go back to impeachment, and this is where actually, in a way, Mueller is correct in a way. In that this needs to be a political process. There's a reason you don't indict a sitting president, and that's the other point I wanted to get at. People go, oh, he's not above the law. Well, wait a minute. Step back and think about it. Why do they have that rule that you can't indict a sitting president? What's happening with all the things the administration's trying to do right now? They're trying to implement policies, and what happens? Wow. Somebody sues them?
Mm-hmm.
And it goes into the courts, and an Obama appointee judge stops it, halts it, puts an injunction on it. The judicial system is thwarting the executive, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have the legal process to sort that out. Could you imagine if you could indict the president? Could you imagine all of the prosecutors in liberal cities who want to make a name for themselves and become U.S. senators, and how they would bog down the president?
It would never
He would have... We would spend millions of dollars on indictments of every president, not just Trump, every president.
Almost have done that, in a way.
If you think that it is slow now and torturous and trying to get things done at this point, imagine if the president... were being indicted, sued, on every issue.
The Attorney General of California, Attorney General of New York, the Attorney General of Massachusetts, every one of them would have a laundry list of
indictments. It would never stop. Right, there would never be.
He would never be able to govern.
No, exactly.
Just in off air, we were just talking about, I had such a kick watching Sarah Sanders eat the press for lunch, as she always does so well. But basically, she just let them have it and said, you know what, for 2 years, I've been standing here saying the exact same things. You've been asking the same questions. We have stood our ground. We've said the same thing. But you know what? The opportunity cost to this nation has been lost, and it will not be regained. We could have been making progress on lowering prescription drugs, infrastructure, focus on the border, real things that will affect real people. But all this time has been taken up. All this money has been taken
nonsense.
Up.
Mm-hmm.
With nonsense.
With nonsense.
Right. And probably on purpose.
With Kabuki Theater up in Washington.
Correct.
Without getting anything done. And that's one of the things about where they're talking about the obstruction is Trump was, that's exactly his mm-hmm. point. He was totally frustrated.
Right.
We're wasting time on what he knew and we all know and Mueller knows is BS.
Right.
We're wasting time. We can't govern. We can't do these things. And he actually kept trying to figure out ways, how do we bring this to an end? How do we stop this? Now they say, well, you know, he told that guy to fire him and that was obstruction. Mm. But did the guy fire him? No. Was the special counsel impeded? No. Were they given access to all the stuff? Yes.
Yeah.
They did their job. He didn't he might have been upset and said we need to end this nonsense, mm-hmm. but he actually never intervened.
It's different to sit in your office with your advisors and say, I've had just about as much as mm-hmm. I can stand at this. I'm going to fire that SOB.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mr. President,
I see that every day.
You mm-hmm. you can't fire Mueller. You can, but it would not be a good idea. Don't do that.
Right.
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
how it went.
I mean, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But so now
not obstruction of justice.
So now the
frustration.
Threshold, yeah. So frustration with justice.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
So the threshold now is, You thought it. So now we're going to prosecute you for thinking it.
I wish you would give me a clue that you were going to say that, so I would have found the Thought Police song.
Remember the movie Minority Report?
Yeah,
it was
exactly.
about that. It was about thought crime and pre-crime, you know, anticipating.
Yeah, pre-crime. Yeah.
Oh, you anticipate it. So, yeah.
I mean, if they did that, they would arrest me every day on the interstate.
We would be the first to get rounded up.
Because the things I think about the other drivers are heinous.
Yeah. Yeah,
they would arrest me every day on the interstate. My wife's laughing about that because she said, yes, they should arrest you for what you do on the road. So, and that's where all of this just goes into total nonsense. And I think Mueller basically showed his true colors today. Finally, if there's mm-hmm. any doubt, he is a partisan political hack.
Yeah.
And instead of bringing this to an end to help this country move forward, he just threw it out. He just dumped it all out on the floor and walked away. He just created a big mess and walked away and left more questions. I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
We had a special counsel loaded with Trump haters for mm-hmm. 2 years
right.
to resolve this. They resolved nothing.
Right.
And the Democrats are running with us. Now, here's the other side of that. The Democrats are now in a big dilemma.
because
now Mueller basically got up there and said, you know, I couldn't do anything because I couldn't indict him, but you can. You can mm-hmm. do something.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and so all the rabble in the Democrat base, you know, AOC and Tlaib, all their rabid base,
right.
they're going, impeach, impeach, impeach. They're going nuts. Well, like Pelosi or not, and some of the old guard, but they go, let's think. The Republicans impeached Bill Clinton.
That's exactly what this is.
Who did it hurt? The Republicans. It didn't hurt Bill Clinton.
Right.
It did not hurt the Democrats. It hurt the Republicans.
Yeah.
Because, look, this is outside of the media, and this is where the media really does a disservice to the Democrats because they all believe the echo chamber.
Right.
The people of this country are going to be really upset if we continue to waste 2 more years on impeachment when you still can't make a crime. You can't. The only your articles are impeachment. The president is crass. the president is obnoxious.
Here's the reality. Reality check for the Democrats, and I'm giving this to you for free. Yes, you can probably cobble together enough votes to get articles of impeachment passed. You will not be able to convict in the Senate.
No.
Mm-mm. Mitch McConnell will make sure that that doesn't happen. Yeah. The arms will be twisted on any that may even be drifting off of the farm, but they will not convict.
They can't meet the standard.
No, it's too high.
What is going to happen in the minds of the citizens, of the minds of the American people? They're going to sit back and watch this kabuki theater for another 2 years, realizing that nothing's getting done. Nobody is doing the work of the people.
Right.
And all you have to show for it at the end of the day is not guilty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we move forward from there.
Right.
We have lost an entire 4 years with this garbage.
Yeah.
Minimal amount has been done. It's amazing that Trump has been able to get done
exactly.
and have the access
that he has had in spite of all of this going on.
Yeah.
Swimming upstream the whole time. Yeah.
It's almost, part of me is almost saying, go for it.
Yeah.
Dems,
yes.
go for it. You do that, I mm-hmm. guarantee you, Trump will be reelected. There's no question about mm-hmm. that. But in addition, you will lose the House.
Oh, yeah.
And Republicans will pick up more seats in the mm-hmm. Senate.
I think so. No,
my S's?
Yes.
Yes.
They're good.
But I think that's why Pelosi and Schumer are reticent
that's
about
this. And that's why they're being quiet right now.
We know how this plays out.
Exactly. They're not
stupid. But the other side of this, all this screaming, put up or shut up. If you've got evidence that says he actually did something wrong, put up or shut up. Stop talking about he obstructed justice. He did this. He's a criminal activity here. He lied about what? Define exactly and convince the American people what it is that says remove. Because remember, again, all this goes back. You are overturning the will of the people.
Exactly.
And you can't take that lightly, because if you try to do that, they're going to make you pay for it if it's frivolous.
Yep.
Exactly.
They're going to make you pay for frivolous. All right. We've got lines open. Text line is open, 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. At the bottom of the hour, we bring aboard a very special sponsor, ABC Signs and ABC Shirts. They are your headquarters for custom-made dry-fit shirts. They can get you ball caps. They have the Trump hat. They have the MAGA hat down there. They got a Trump store. You can get all that. You get custom-made signs for your political campaign, for your business, for your yard sale, banners, whatever you want. Promotional materials, ABC Signs and Shirts, that's your headquarters. Go down there. And if you don't have the graphics, they'll help you design the graphics. You can get great T-shirts for your family reunion, your employees, or whatever. Or we're glad Mark's back. Whatever it is you want on there, they will do it at ABC Signs and Shirts. Go to abcshirts.biz, B-I-Z, or abcsigns.biz, B-I-Z, and they bring you wit and wisdom from our 40th president.
Well, before we steal away, I will be serious for a moment. We might have a tendency, you and I, to be a bit disputatious now and then. That's all part and parcel of our trade. But during a time like this, during a tactic and historic week, I'm especially grateful for all your efforts to provide a vigorous, probing, and unbiased free press. I saluted the courage of our Air Force and Navy pilots after they carried out their difficult and dangerous mission this week. But another group also performed courageously and well, working endless hours, putting themselves in harm's way, trying to give the American people the best and most accurate account possible of one of the most important stories of this decade. Courage, Churchill said, is the one quality which guarantees all others. This was a week for courage and for superior performance in your profession as well. And I'm delighted to salute you and all of your colleagues overseas. Well, we've had a fine time here tonight, and I've been especially thankful to feel laughter, patriotism warm our hearts, to know that liberty binds us as one. May it always be so. And thank you for including Nancy and me in these wonderful festivities, and God bless you all.
And that was our 40th president. Those were the remarks at the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner, 17th of April, 1986. And you may go, well, that's sort of an odd one to pick. And I'll explain, it's interesting to me because President Trump has missed all three of their correspondence dinners. Mm-hmm. He's just refused to go.
Right.
And I wanted to make sort of a juxtaposition here, a contrast of Reagan was actually praising the press.
Yes.
Because this was the week that we bombed Libya. This was when we bombed Libya, Operation El Dorado, when we told Gaddafi, you better get back in that tent or something's going to happen to you. Right? And he had the press, the White House correspondents in there, and he praised them for going in harm's way and doing what he called accurate reporting of what happened.
Right.
And I actually listened to a bunch. It was actually very cordial. They were making fun of each other in not a vicious way, but in a tongue-in-cheek sort of nice way with still a little bit of respect. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to pull that one up to contrast. Does anybody think that our press deserves any accolades, any praise anymore for being accurate and fair-minded and courageous? And that goes with this week's column is Delusion in Journalism's Dying Ivory Towers. Mm. And what I wrote about specifically was about a week ago, the executive editor of the New York Times, a guy by the name of something Backett, whatever his name, doesn't matter, he's a New York Times knucklehead editor, he was doing an interview and he said, small newspapers will all be dead in 5 years. And here's, we're going to have a problem because there'll be whole states without any journalism. Mm-hmm. And I wrote a rebuttal of that. This guy has no clue.
No.
Small town newspapers, rural newspapers are actually surviving, and many are thriving.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why? Because they live among the people and they report among the people.
Right.
You can't hardly find a national report that is cogent or transparent or accurate about a national issue. You want to find out what your county commission's doing, your school board's doing?
Right.
Your local paper will tell you what they are doing that job. You can actually trust your local radio station,
your local
newspaper. They're the ones that are actually surviving and thriving. The ones who aren't getting anything done, the ones who are doing fake news, is the New York Times. And they're the ones that need to be careful. So I wrote rebuttal to the New York Times. And they'll never know.
Was it the Washington Post that, who bought that recently, wasn't it?
Bezos.
Amazon.
Amazon Post.
You know, the Washington Post would have been going through bankruptcy.
Yeah,
you know, court.
You're right.
Yeah,
if it hadn't been for the influx of capital the Bezos put into
to prop
it,
them
same
up.
Same way with the New York Times and all of the big major city dailies. You know, they're all
having
to be propped up.
Yes,
because they haven't figured out a new business model.
Yeah,
right, look,
or they've drifted from a good business model.
They have. And look, the small town papers do their broadsheet and they do a digital presence. They do it online. But it's not just adapting to the digital world. Mm-hmm. It's serving your customers.
Mm-hmm.
The Mobile Press Register is actually a great example. A 200-year-old daily paper that was actually a very popular paper. Everybody read it. Until about 10 years ago, it got bought out. And the news was number one, mostly about Birmingham, not about Mobile.
Right.
And the opinion page was so left, it was aggravating.
Had no clue who
it's
their
audience was. It's kind of like, go back to know your audience.
They were literally every day poking their readers in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And think about this. 10 years ago, they filled a 170,000 square foot office building.
Yeah, I was going to say, remove the building.
10 years ago.
Right.
They now operate out of 3,500 square feet.
Right. Yeah.
And their circulation has also collapsed. Mm-hmm. And you know why? Not for money, but to stick to their liberal dogma.
That's right. And they still will. That's the thing. That's what
the weird
psychology behind that. Like you said, they haven't adopted another business model. They're not going to.
Right, exactly.
But the New York Times, they might fade away and die. They probably will never fade away and die. Somebody will always prop them up. You know, it's an iconic thing.
Yeah.
But they don't have the prestige. They don't have the influence that they used to have.
Right. No.
So really, that's a big, long way to plug the Call News.
The Call News. That's right. The Call News. That's so your local get a paper. Copy. You can find
it. My kids love reading it.
Well,
I always bring it home, and they put it on the counter, and they just love to read it.
And see, that paper's close enough to you, just mm-hmm. like this radio station, that mm-hmm. if you get screwy about stuff, your readers and listeners can reach out and touch
you. They can find
yes.
you.
They can correct you.
Right.
And make you feel
the heat.
And
have on more than one occasion.
which is healthy. Okay, I think we lost one of our callers, but we got somebody else bravely calling in. Who do we have?
Joe Abdullah,
how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Man, we're doing good. We got warm weather. We love it. We just need a little more rain than we got, but not too much. We're good.
I tell you, it's been hot for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, dry. Oh, my gosh. Crazy dry.
Yeah. I got a question for you, for the Gold Star wife. Weren't you in the military, the Navy or something there?
Yes, I retired from the Navy. I did 21 years in the Navy.
Okay, my question is, what you guys think about Donald Trump politicizing the military and trying to get the USS John McCain to be covered up while he was going overseas? And
Joe, I hate to tell you, but I'm pretty sure that's fake news.
No, Donald Trump admitted it today because he said they got the emails It came out the White House, and Donald Trump said today, whoever did it, they acted in good faith. They didn't mean no harm.
Now, I didn't see that. I saw two things.
Said, that's when they was out on the White House lawn. That's when he said that.
I saw two things from the president. The president said that he had no knowledge of anybody telling them to make the John McCain go away. And the Navy, I saw a statement from the Navy that said that the Navy did not comply with any such request. Now, I don't know yet the truth, but it sounds like it is possible that some staffer in the White House did do something like that. I don't know that yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Acting on behalf of Donald Trump.
But Donald Trump didn't direct that.
Didn't like John McCain, and they felt as though they could do that, and Donald Trump wasn't getting mad at him. When he saw that ship.
No. The president has said he did not do that. He had no knowledge of that. Now, did one of his staffers think that was a good idea and ran out on a limb? Possibly. I don't know. I haven't seen the truth of that. But what I've seen is the Navy said they did not act on that. They did not hide the John S. McCain. They did not cover up the John S. McCain.
Yes, they did. They covered it up and put a barge in front of it to try to hide it even further.
Okay, so are you saying that the Navy is lying about it now? Because the Navy put a statement out today that said they didn't do any of that.
The defense secretary, Shanahan, said he didn't know nothing about it. Donald Trump said he didn't know nothing about it. But the subordinate is the one that did that.
Well, you know what? I'll say this. All presidents politicize things.
When you go to these rallies on these military bases, that's beyond the pale. He shouldn't be wearing no patch with Donald Trump picture, make the Navy great again, and all these different patches. Make America great again on the military basis.
You've got that wrong. What happened was, at some base, there was an air crew that made a patch that said, it was a red patch, and it said, make air crew great again. They did the MAGA patch, but they said
Donald Trump on it.
I think they did have a picture of Donald Trump.
Yes, they did have a picture of Donald Trump with that funny hair in the middle of that patch.
Well, look, I've been in the military, and we played off of all sorts of different memes and mottos to motivate ourselves over the years. And I tell you, a lot of them I can't repeat on the air what we said and jokes that we made or patches that we made or mottos that we painted on the bulkhead walls to motivate ourselves. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of them I can't repeat.
I think it's gotten beyond the pill now. It's like he's politicizing the military, and I think that's wrong.
Yeah, but Joe, look. The air crew did that on their own. Now, the air crew's probably been told that they can't have that. I don't know. I don't see that being that harm. Because, look, you don't think that somebody, some crew somewhere had Obama's likeness on their motto at some point? I bet if we go looking, you watch the papers for the next week.
I never heard of it until Donald Trump got in there. He took it to a new level.
Well, I think you might be trying to prop up some fake news there, Joe. But hey, that's okay.
All right, Dad. We'll still on that. I'm just talking fake news. Y'all have a good day.
All right, y'all too. Bye. I did see the patch. It was kind of a funny. I saw it at first, and I looked. I said, "Does that say Make America?" And I looked closer. It says, "Make Air Crew Great Again."
Uh-huh. Oh, I love all the spoofs that come off of it. There's the Rowdy Gentleman does all those Republican or like you know that brand. What?
The mic. Yeah, talk into the mic.
Talk into the microphone.
Oh, I forgot I took my mic. Sorry.
You thought we were in a break? Not yet. Not yet. Be careful what you're saying.
She's looking at us like, what are you talking about? You got to talk into the mic.
Well, we all love the shirt.
No, yeah. And look, the military,
logos,
they
will
have,
all
look,
do it.
They do a lot of different logos. I bet we could write a whole book on all the logos and stuff that they have plagiarized and adulterated in one way or another. All right, we'll be right back. 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. Don't forget, if you're looking for a church home, there is a great Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church down in Tillman's Corner in Theodore, Magnolia Springs Baptist Church at 6058 Theodore Dawes Road. This is a conservative church. They are true to the Bible. They are Bible-teaching church. It's a great home, great fellowship, great, very wonderful, nice congregation. You'll really feel the fellowship there, but you got a great pastor who teaches the Word of God as it is in the Bible, and he's very, very conservative. Magnolia Springs Baptist Church down in Theodore, 6058 Theodore Dawes Road. Check them out this Sunday, south of I-10, north of Highway 90. Check them out there. All right, let's go to John, and then we got some news items. John from Robertsdale, you said something about our last issue.
Hope you guys are all doing well. WKRG on their Facebook page also ran with that story regarding the USS John McCain. And there was another, it was through, I forwarded it to them, but the woman who wrote the article has already been discredited, not only on that topic, but on numerous topics where she's been proven wrong. It's complete fake news and complete nonsense.
Well, what's crazy is that where I saw it was in the Wall Street Journal, which kind of hurt my heart. I go, really? Come on. I was hoping the Wall Street Journal had some, you know, integrity. But, yeah. So there's a link and it's already been proven or showing that it's fake news. I think we lost him. John, are you gone?
Well, think about when we were in the Navy.
What? No,
how long it takes to get a ship underway, and they're not going to just say, oh, President Trump is here, so let's completely discredit the crew of the John McCain.
No, and I don't. And actually, when you think about that, they're planning a presidential trip to Japan and all the things that they're doing, all the security, and it's about meeting the emperor and the Japanese official. Did anybody stop and think what ships are there? I mean, I'd be willing to bet nobody in the White House knows what ships are stationed in Japan.
Yeah.
And you're completely right. I know who else wouldn't ever think of what ship is stationed in Japan, and that's anybody who's a journalist in one of the mainstream papers. They can care less.
Yeah they don't know. Yeah. They have no clue who's there. Yeah, so, yeah, I looked at that and I grimaced, and so I'm not surprised that that's going to be debunked. And that's going to be debunked, and there's going to be all sorts of stuff coming out to show.
Yeah, if they really cared, if the media really cared about justice, if they really cared about investigative reporting, they would have gone into the Clinton Foundation.
Oh, yeah.
They would have gone into, you know, the Iran deal. If they really, really cared, they would have gone into, you know, missing funds from Haiti from the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah, right.
And that's exactly number one.
Why?
Hillary Clinton is going to be giving a speech on cybersecurity. Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me? Really?
Yeah, it's on Sean Hannity's website. Can't believe it.
Who hires?
You can't take the media seriously.
That's
you
right.
can't take the Democratic no. Party seriously. And you can't take liberalism seriously.
No, because you're right. They're talking about all this collusion, all this. Why didn't they investigate Uranium One when the Clinton Foundation was being flooded with millions of dollars of cash from the Russians while they're negotiating that? Why nobody's investigating that? Why nobody investigated all the money they got for Haiti? And the Haitians are still protesting the Clintons about where's our money?
Well, they're never.
And they took it.
$1 million for Bill Clinton's speech in Russia. What about the $3 billion that was given to Ukraine before Russia and Ukraine started fighting?
You can ask Joe Biden about that, too.
Joe Biden has all those
right.
things. They're not. How come they're not the Iran deal and all the cash that was given to Iran or the $220 million?
With making business dealings in Ukraine. John Kerry's son making business dealings with Vietnam. In order to recognize them, this goes on and on.
No,
and
it
on
is, and that actually
they
goes
don't
back
care about
to
justice.
The.
They just goes, care that they don't like Trump. That's all they care about.
It actually goes back to the special report. When Comey knew that the FISA evidence was a fraud, that it was a fraud to get the FISA. When did Mueller discover and determine it was a fraud, and then it
well,
a poison
did,
tree?
Oh yeah, we can go round and round. You know that John Comey admitted to voting communist. In his younger days.
Comey
he
or Brennan?
He just came out and admitted that, absolutely.
Who said that?
John Comey, Comey himself.
Comey did?
Yeah.
Oh, my
God.
I know Brennan did. Brennan was an avowed communist.
So. Yeah, I was going to say him and the other guy. The other guy's Brennan.
Yeah, Brennan, yep.
And how come nobody's investigating how they're attached to the Clinton Foundation, how the top 4 out of 5 FBI agents were money... donation bundlers for the Democratic Party, and how come nobody's investigated? What happened to Uma Abedin?
Well, you know
what happened to her husband and child porn?
Well, before all that goes away, the only thing I can say to you is Attorney General Barr.
Yeah.
I think he's on the case.
You better do something about it.
I hope so. And that's the big danger for the Dems. Oh, and they're going to start declassifying stuff. He's got the authority now, so watch out.
Oh, there we go.
So.
Yeah.
You know, and while I got Southern Alabama on the phone, for all of you people that don't like Trump, that's fine. You're free for your own, you know, political opinion. I love you for it. But you got to give the money on the tax return back. you can't trust Trump on Facebook and keep the money.
That's true.
Right.
That's very true.
Ground,
good point.
You got to write a check and give it back to the government.
That's right. Or give it back.
You gotta like Trump.
Yep, you're right. All right, John. Thanks for
have
calling
a good
in,
guys.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
What do we got? A minute?
About that.
Okay. I was going to run down. Let me see if I can run down these. New Mexico governor that pulled her National Guard troops despite Trump is now begging the federal government for help because they have a crisis on the border.
Right.
Trump is responding to Mexico with a 5% tariff today, starting on June 10th, and it will continue to go up until he sees progress in them helping stop this influx of illegal migrants.
There go the price of avocados.
Here's a good news. Avocados again. Good news on the Electoral College. Nevada legislature passed the National Popular Voter Interstate Compact, which means that they will pledge their electoral votes to whoever the popular vote winner is, basically negating the Electoral College.
Mm-hmm.
The Nevada governor, a Democrat, vetoed it.
Smart man.
And said, I represent a small state, and if I approve this, we will lose our voice against the strong states. And the other thing is the resistance to the toll. The bridge toll is growing. Your county commissioner, Jerry Carl, is leading the charge. He's running for Congress, and he is leading the charge to fight that toll on the bridge. And we didn't even get it. We had a bunch more we didn't get to. So stay tuned. We'll be back after the... No, I guess we can't do that.
Until next week.
No, it's Mark's bedtime. All right, honey, it's time to come home.
Traveling east through Mobile, you'll see a tunnel on I-10.
Call the Jack Green Insurance Agency if you want to save some money.
They'll get back in the
this I-10 traffic. It happens every time we go across the bay this time of day, so I'm making the most of it.
What are you doing?
I'm handing out flyers for Jack Green.
Jack did not.
What better time to think about how much money you could be saving on your insurance by calling Jack Green?
Get away from that truck.
Sir?
You're gonna get hurt.
Hey.
They'll stop.
Did you know Jack Green can insure this dump truck?
Hey, lady, get off my windshield.
You could be paying too much.
What are you, crazy?
Hello?
Crazy lady. Jack Green has been saving the good folks of Alabama money for over 30 years on their homeowners' commercial and business insurance. It just doesn't make good sense to pay too much. Jack Green saves you green. Call for a quote today, 251-344-5393.
Ask for Jack.
Turning up your voice. FM Talk 106.5.